You're everyone. I'm Wally, and the rest of the listeners are Brennan, and we're roasting chips, yes. What is up, Spotify or Apple something, or YouTube, maybe YouTube. Yeah. What is up, streaming platforms?
Yeah, last week's episode, I apologize for being a week late. And making us 2 weeks late, because I got a text from Matt, and he's like, "You guys haven't chip roasted in a while." I'm like, "Oh yeah, I guess we haven't."
We do have at least one loyal fan here, then it seems.
Yeah, we got a couple new.
This was all a test for you, Matt. That was all a test for you.
Exactly. Yeah. So sorry.
Well,
about
anyway,
that.
I realized in the last episodes we had done, we've stopped like introducing ourselves at the beginning here, just because I assume no one would start listening now, but
that's true. You know what?
You get, circle point. Back so to that.
Over there, that's not Brennan.
Yes,
I'm exactly. Wally. Actually, hold on. No, wait. No, because the remember the intro does that for us anyway.
Oh, I forgot.
I don't know if you've listened to it, but the intro is something funny.
Yeah, but it's very convoluted, right? Like I didn't say it straightforward at all. You know what? We need to like, you know, that intro has been. Yeah, like I'm pretty sure when we recorded that, I was still not where I am now. So we need to make a new one at some point here.
That
maybe
really
next
old.
Episode, next episode, we will make a new intro. I promise right now to all of our fans, I will forget. We will not end up doing it, but we should. Next episode, we should make a new intro. It can be just as chaotic, but just more updated because of this background here. Wait, yeah, no.
I'm pretty sure I was back at, I don't even think I had this room set up this way yet. I think I was still in the other, in my bedroom. So
next week I will be where you are right now.
Right.
So we could do a new intro like in person.
There we go. Make it seem like we do podcasts in person.
Yes. Okay. You need to take out your iPad right now and like do a little note thing on there. Be like new intro, all caps and notes for like next week. That way we're reading the news and you're like new intro. And I'm like, duh, new intro.
New intro. And then I don't remember what I was gonna say. It doesn't matter. But
that's the spirit.
Yeah, so next podcast will be in person. I guess we're just gonna announce that now.
That should actually be the slogan for a podcast. I don't remember what I was gonna say, oh well, it doesn't matter.
Ship roasting with Wally and Brennan. What was I gonna say again? There we go. The tagline of the podcast. It was funny. I was listening to a podcast with the podcast network, and like the main podcast was talking about this other podcast shoot off that they had, and they're talking about names and how it's hard to figure out one. And I was like, man, our name just kind of fell in our lap, and it's just, I don't even know how, but it's just great. It's a great name for a podcast. Even though it doesn't make sense. out of context, which, you know, for the most part it is, even though I think we've once upon a time explained it.
Yes.
Maybe with the new intro, we'll explain it some more next week.
Absolutely.
Anyway, we want to talk about news?
Sure. Do you want to start or do you want to have me ask you to start? Just kidding. I do have some more news to share if you want me to go first or you can go first. I'm sure some of our news overlaps.
What's the topic for your first bit of news? Because I was just going to start off with Star Wars.
The topic for my first piece of news is the Percy Jackson, the Olympians Disney Plus TV show having cast their Percy Jackson. And the
person they casted
as Percy Jackson was the kid from the Adam Project, which I haven't seen, but they cast him before the Adam Project had come out, but it looks good.
Didn't see that.
That is the topic for my first piece of news. Should I share that piece of news first, or should you like get started and then I'll save that for later on?
You can go ahead. I mean, considering you basically said the entire thing. Oh, yeah. And I have it written down. Walker Scobell has been cast as Percy Jackson, according to The Hollywood Reporter. His biggest role so far was the Adam Project, which I've heard good things about. I've also heard bad things about. So
now you just stole my thunder. I was going to reveal that, and here you are just taking that from
me. If anything, I was confirming what you said.
That might be the only news I have. Oh, also, Morbius is out. I guess
we'll get there.
Been
we'll
out for a little bit of time.
I promise. We'll get to Morbius. But
I have some thoughts. I haven't seen it, but I have some thoughts.
Same. I'm excited. I'm glad that they've casted an age-appropriate person.
Right? Unlike the last he is time. A child. He yeah, is a tiny child. So if this comes to like a long-term thing, that should do very, very well.
Have you seen the video of him? He was in an interview for the Adam Project with Ryan Reynolds, and he recited like a monologue from the Deadpool movie.
Oh,
it was really funny. I'll have to find it and send it to you. Cool. Like he knew word from word right off the top of his head. Ryan Reynolds watched him repeating him as well. It was so good. Nice. I'm so happy that he's the one that got cast. He's going to be really good. Percy Jackson. I guess we'll continue. Second bit of news. Obi-Wan Kenobi was pushed back 2 days to Friday, May 27th, and there will be 2 episodes instead of 1.
Which seems bizarre to me.
Why?
I'm not sure why. It's just because like the whole point of like the day it was being released on was, you know, the same day episode 4 had been released in the theaters, or at that point just called Star Wars. but now they just changed the date and it's like, okay, well.
Well, no, I know why. Yep.
But that day, why?
Because Ms. Marvel will be coming on Wednesday and they don't want two things to compete with each other.
But they would have known that when they originally had the first date, right? Like it's like.
Wait a second. No. Ms. Marvel's.
It's like Disney.
I don't know why. Never mind. Ms. Marvel comes out June 8th, not May 8th. I don't know.
Yeah.
There's no reason.
Yeah.
Maybe because it'll put it like during Star Wars Celebration, because I know it goes on. Celebration goes Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. So maybe they'll just have it on there. I don't know. I have no clue why they moved. It's weird. You'll have to text your good buddy Mark.
Yeah.
Mark Hamill. If any
for anyone who Mark. Doesn't. Yeah. 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 Me and Mark Hamill are like this, where this is me and Mark Hamill's like all the way over here.
You are the cross fingers, and then he's the cross fingers over here.
I'm actually pretty sure I made that joke like super early on in the podcast, like
probably
within the first handful of episodes that we made. But I'm very glad I got to reuse that joke again here. And for all of you who didn't see that episode, this isn't the first time I've ever used that joke. So
this is like a weird reintroduction to chip roasting.
Yeah.
Oh
yeah.
So like, if you haven't listened to any episodes in the backlog, this is a good place to start.
Yes, this is the new 44. Start. Yeah, 44. Absolutely. Because 4 minus 4 is 0. And everybody knows you started episode 0 of a thing.
Sure.
Yeah.
The next piece of news isn't directly tied to Star Wars, but it has to do with Star Wars. Daisy Ridley is back on social media after being run off of social media by Star Wars fans. So hopefully her return to social media will also mean she wants to come back and be Rey so she can teach Finn how to be a Jedi.
One of my favorite Star Wars internet sayings or whatever is no one hates Star Wars more than Star Wars fans.
Yeah. Oh boy, is that true. And it gets
Star Wars fans have bullied so many Star Wars actors.
I know.
And it does not make sense.
I don't understand. At least Christian... Or no, Hayden Christensen's back. I almost called him Christian Haydenson.
Yep, that's my boy, Christian Haydenson.
At least he's coming back. But
cool.
Anyway, so yeah, Daisy Ridley's back. She's already posted some great content.
Sweet.
And apparently she had a birthday, so happy birthday to Daisy Ridley. If she never hears this, like you know.
Happy birthday.
If Mark Hamill shows her.
Yeah, I mean, I will text Mark Hamill to send our birthday regards along.
Black Panther to Marvel
news. To Marvel. The other Black Panther 2
Wakanda Forever has finished filming. I said Wakanda weird. Not Wakanda. It's just Wakanda. But it's finished filming, so hopefully we'll get that maybe. Who knows? Who knows when we'll get it? I don't.
It was like November, right? Isn't that the time frame for it?
But it could be pushed back again, everything else.
Yeah, no, I think it was November, and then it did get pushed back to some for some reason.
Who knows? It might get pushed back again, like everything.
Yes. Don't worry. I will really quickly ask my magic box here. Just to see, this is great content.
Yeah, it's great content.
Brennan, slowly speak. I mean, someone other than Brennan, not Brennan, of course, speaking while you can hear mobile typing in the background.
You have your sound on?
As he struggles
on?
To remember how to spell a release date. Okay. Actually, I've turned my sound off because I'm getting a lot of calls here recently. I don't want someone to... There we go. Gotcha. It is still in November.
Gotcha. Cool.
According to right now... That. Yeah, yeah, it looks like it's still in November. Yeah, it was just supposed to come out in July. I think it got pushed from July to November. Gotcha. And like Captain Marvel 2 was originally in November, and it got pushed back to 2023.
Gotcha. All right. Makes sense.
So, yep.
So they're done, and hopefully we'll be on time with the editing. I don't know how hard editing is, because Brennan's the one who did the editing for The Phantom, which everyone knows that masterpiece by now.
It's easier when you have more than a single person who hasn't really edited anything before. who is having to Google, like, how do you correct color? How do you correct sound? How do you do cool effects?
Wait, they don't just pull images off the street?
The internet is very helpful. The internet is very helpful in helping me figure out. Like, I mean, I spent like hours, but like they were very productive hours, and I felt like I gained a lot of knowledge. Hopefully I remember it with my next upcoming project. Don't remember if I've announced anything you here yet or not. Cool. Well, there's something's in the works, perhaps.
Maybe.
No promises. Zero promises. None. Because
just repost the Mark Hamill Christmas special. Just repost it. Just have something.
Like, for the project that I'm making, we still have some things left to film for that.
Yeah.
And it keeps getting pushed off. So maybe I'll have half of something. we shall see. We shall see.
Yep. Moving onward, the runtime for Doctor Strange and the Multiverse of Madness will be 2 hours and 6 minutes, according to like all the 6 minutes. Yes. 2 hours and 6 minutes.
I had seen 2 hours and 16.
Maybe I wrote something down wrong. Regardless, people were complaining that it was too short,
which is weird because like I like that it's more of a standard length movie, because I feel like there's only a certain, because every Marvel movie is being like longer and longer and longer and longer. I think there's only a certain amount of that you can go until you're like, okay, why are you making movies?
The Zack Justice League. I'm sorry, the Zack Snyder Justice League is the perfect example of that.
The Zack Justice Snyder's League.
I am all over the place today. Jeez, the you know, Christian Haydenson, the Zack Justice Snyder League.
This is Zack League Snyder Justice.
You did that so flawlessly. Most people would have like tripped up on that, but I'm with you there though. 2 hours and 16 minutes is a good length. Like, I don't
know. It makes them easier to rewatch. Like, Endgame is super hard to rewatch because it's like 3 hours. And you're like, it's a good movie, but like 3 hours, you're like, like, it's great the first time. Okay. Every time after that, it's like, I don't know if I have 3 hours.
Maybe I'll watch it. Maybe I won't.
Yeah.
Probably not. Maybe take a couple days after Infinity War, not go right into it. Cause like, it's, you know, so when I watched Infinity War, I immediately want to turn around and watch Endgame, but then the length of Endgame stops me from watching both of them.
Yeah,
because I want to do both. Yeah. I gotta have like a lot of time set aside for it. Mm-hmm. But anyway, so let's talk about Morbius. The reviews are in.
Morbius, yeah, and they are
not good. They are horrible. Even
yes,
the movie's not good.
Yes. Everyone I've seen who's given like an in-depth review of it, be it people I don't know on the internet or people I do know in person, has said that the ending is so abrupt, and it looks like they had like a specific runtime they had to stick to, and as soon as they reached that editing, they just cut out every bit of footage at the end. They just were like, chop, goodbye. we have the runtime that we need. So they were probably setting up some kind of sequel. Will they get that sequel now? I hope not.
I don't even want to watch this movie. Like, I said this a couple weeks ago when RJ and Lauren were on. We talked about Morbius.
Yes.
I was like, I don't want to see this movie. I'm not excited for it anymore. It's been pushed back too much.
I was excited for it, and then I saw that there were no redeeming qualities about it. Like I have a friend who likes bad movies. They're like, even as a bad movie, this is no fun to watch, which is saying a lot. Like, it's hard to do that. That takes skill.
It does.
And not good skill.
No. But did you see what happened in the end credit scene that threw the shit out of everyone?
Yes. I watched one of the end credit scene online on YouTube or whatever, and I heard there were two of them.
Mm-hmm. And I watched sense.
Yeah, it because it from what it sounded like the Vulture got pulled away from Spider-Man's universe as a result of all this stuff, and then he was in prison apparently still, but he got released.
Did you hear about what he said in prison?
No.
He got there, he's like pulled in from a different universe, he's like, I hope the food is better here.
Of course he's in. I'd also heard that, like, there was a different ending with him. Like, the Vulture was a lot more involved and stuff in one of the earlier cuts. But then Marvel Studios looked at it and they were like, absolutely not. So Sony had to, like, scramble. Which
sounds about right.
Which, like, there was some people who heard that and they were like, oh, there's probably a better ending that Marvel canceled for some stupid reason. But I'm assuming that it had reasons to do with Morbius was just horrible always. And they didn't want the Vulture to be as involved if it was a horrible movie.
Yeah.
So they probably just trimmed it down to just that one scene. But my thing with the Vulture's characters and stuff is, like, everything he did was to protect his family and, like, or not protect his family, but to, like, take care of his family, to, like, be well off enough for that. Like, his whole thing was like, oh, one last job, and then, like, I don't want to do this anymore, I think, if I remember things
something
correctly.
Like that, yeah.
And then in prison, he was glad that with hesitation with, like, his daughter or whatever, they would still, you know, like, have that. And he was thankful towards Spider-Man because Spider-Man saved him. He didn't reveal his identity. And now they just removed all of that from him to have him just be like a standard villain. Like, he's in this other universe, ripped away from his family and everything he knows. Mm-hmm. And it's just like, oop, time to team up with this vampire guy
that I just met.
Yeah,
nothing about.
We didn't even
who doesn't know Spider-Man.
Yeah, right. And why did he get sent away from the universe for knowing Spider-Man? Like, No Way Home. That's not how that would have worked, right?
So yeah, no. So this begs the question, and we're out of town. I'm not going to spend too much time on this, even though we could probably make an entire podcast episode about it alone.
Even though we haven't watched it,
is Sony ruining Spider-Man and the things connected with Spider-Man?
And it also begs the potentially even bigger question, which is if the Vulture was transported into a different universe just because he knew Spider-Man and was like the BBEG in one of the Spider-Man movies, was Mysterio's corpse also transported into this other universe? Like, this is a patch of ground that just kind of got shifted up because, you know, he's buried there now instead.
Did that happen? Just walking across the bridge that they're on and suddenly a corpse appears. Like, what the and fuck actually,
the funny thing is Mysterio would actually be from the multiverse then, which is pretty funny in of itself. He would be dead, so you probably wouldn't appreciate the irony as much as we would.
Right. But
and yes, the answer is it looks like Sony will absolutely ruin like I'm glad Sony owns Spider-Man still, because I really, really, really don't want Disney to just own every good piece of intellectual property ever. Okay. But, like, Sony can make coherent stuff, because Sony will ruin Spider-Man for, like, what, like the third time?
Yeah. Yeah, but the thing about with the Spider-Man character himself is that he's at least part of the MCU, so, like, the MCU has some say in it, but it's everything around Spider-Man that they're going to ruin and thus ruin Spider-Man. But so, and it won't just be Disney. It'll be Disney and Amazon. It's either or here. So I'm kidding. anyway, so on to the next bit of news, which Our Mark Hamill joking might not be joking. It might become we're talking it into existence.
Yeah.
I don't know what I'm talking about. I kind of wish
sent me this. I was so excited.
Yeah. Not told you. But I had to tell you anyway.
No,
so
I'm glad you did, because you telling me that, actually, no, never mind, take that back. I wish you hadn't told me this, because you telling me this is what led to me rewatching the Star Wars Holiday Special that evening with people who had never seen it before. And it was a fun night, but we had to watch the Star Wars Holiday Special.
And you you don't like these people, right? Because otherwise you wouldn't have tortured them with that.
Oh yeah, no, I mean, all of our friendship ties have been severed now. They will never speak to me again here. Like, I told him that. I was like, this is going to be the longest experience of your entire life. This is like not a fun, like it's a bad movie and there are some really fun parts, but it is draining. You will age like several years. And
is this the first time you've watched it in its entirety? And in one sitting?
This is the first time I've watched it nonstop. And it was excruciating. There was one point where we were watching it and like one person was like, oh yeah, this is a, like, I mean, like, they were like enjoying it or whatever, you know, they were laughing at stuff, but they were like, okay, so like, we're like approaching the end here. Right. I mean, like, it's like an hour and a half movie. We've definitely been at like an hour and a half now. We like paused it. We were like exactly halfway through. We were exactly 45 minutes into this movie. And they were like, how? There's no way. And I was like, yeah, it feels like 18 years as like you're watching it there. And after it was over, I was like, yeah, I have lost 2 years of my life. Like if I was gonna die at like 80 years old originally, I'm gonna die at 78 now. Like, literally shaved 2 years off of my life watching it again. Just absolutely brutal.
Yeah.
I still can't get over how long the grandfather porn scene is. I don't know how else to describe it. If you haven't watched the Star Wars Holiday Special,
go watch his react to it.
Yeah, I don't know if you want to have the context for what you're talking about. But no. Like every time I go to back and see it, like, you know, we watched, I was like, oh my God, I've never seen this before. But I went, it's like, okay, I was probably over-exaggerating in my mind. It's probably not that bad.
But it's that bad.
It is. How can I get away with that? Why would they want to get away with that?
It's, you know,
there's no part of it that's good.
It's a surprise that there's episodes 5 and 6. That came out between 4 and 5.
It's such a long scene.
It's so bad. It's
painfully long. Anyway.
But anyway.
We haven't even said the news yet. We haven't even said what the news is. I know. Maybe watch the holiday special. News. Yes.
Then there's been some interesting shenaniganery that has been happening. But apparently there's a rumor that our favorite, the one, the only, Mark Hamill, will be in the Guardians of the Galaxy holiday special, and that he'd be playing Santa. And yes, Santa's in the Marvel Universe. I believe he's a mutant.
If I remember.
Anyway, apparently a fan made poster of it. A fan made a poster of Mark Hamill with like the Guardians of the Galaxy Christmas or holiday special with the logo or whatever. And James Gunn liked the photo. A lot of people are reading into it that this is him confirming Mark Hamill as himself, as Santa, will be in the Guardians of the Galaxy holiday special,
which seems like a huge huge stretch
in
my opinion, but that would be so cool. That would be perfect. I want to see him in their Santa Claus outfit, heavy eyeliner, mascara, whatever he had on, and it just
tons
caked
of
out in like
out
a,
makeup
like, makeup yep.
Oh,
that would be fantastic. That would be so cool to see him like as Santa, like, and for one, just to have Santa Claus in the MCU.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God, that would be amazing.
Can you imagine, like, he's just standing there on set and he's just like, oh my God, the flashbacks I'm having right now.
I would absolutely make like another Mark Hamill holiday special with whatever song the Guardians of the Galaxy choose to introduce things with.
That's
editing
gonna be
skills are a little more fine-tuned now, so maybe I can make that work.
That's gonna be a great soundtrack, a great holiday songs.
Because we'll probably have all the Christmas music or holiday music or whatever. I'm hoping for Dominic the Italian Christmas Donkey. That song is a banger. You cannot change my mind. Yes, I know what the word banger means. I still think Dominic the Italian Christmas donkey applies.
Oh yeah, of course. Could you imagine Gamora like standing there like watching Peter like dance to it?
Especially because this is the old like a Gamora now, who still hates music probably.
Probably.
So, oops. It's really interesting once we reach that point of like their new relationship, because poor Star-Lord, man. I mean, I don't think it ever gets talked about like enough how, you know, this is basically a new person. He's basically like lost Gamora. Even though this is Gamora here, he's lost Gamora. This is not the same person he had a connection with at all.
Yeah, I mean, he has those questions that everyone had in Endgame. Who is Gamora? What is Gamora? And why is Gamora?
Exactly.
And lastly, on the Marvel front, people are expecting a Thor Love and Thunder trailer soon, though I'm not really sure why. Because it's coming out in June?
Yeah. Oh, okay. It's coming out in July. It's coming out early in July. What I'm suspecting, honestly, what I'm kind of like suspecting they might do is, you remember at like everyone was expecting a Doctor Strange trailer before Spider-Man came out. We didn't get one before Spider-Man came out. We got one at the very end of the movie. I'm kind of thinking they might do the same thing.
That's true.
And I think that might be where the female version of Thor comes from.
Maybe
that's all that I could think of as why they would, because like now they've set the precedent of like, oh, a trailer at the end of a movie. That might be why they rearrange things like this here.
By the way, that's Friday, all I can, on Friday, we're 3 weeks away from Multiverse of Madness.
I've already bought my tickets.
I'm gonna buy them like a day before because I don't care that much. I don't care that much. It's just,
wow,
there'll be tickets available. There were tickets available for Spider-Man. So
wow,
I don't think people over at the Hick movie theater are gonna care that much.
All right. I'd still keep my eye on it if I were.
Oh yeah, you're right. But anyway, so that's all the news I have. You know, we spend like 40 minutes of an episode on news usually.
Yeah. Oh, also, I guess the last piece of news I have is there seems to be a rumor or something going around that Legends of Tomorrow will be canceled, actually. Oh. This season was the last one. So, that's my favorite show of all time.
of all time?
yep, beats out every other show.
I thought you hated that show.
No, what? Who said that, huh? I didn't say that. I didn't say that. Hate Tomorrow.
You hate watch Legends of Tomorrow?
I everything watch Legends of Tomorrow. It is the most absurd, ridiculous, dumb, stupid, fantastic show I've ever seen. Like, it is so pointless. I'm surprised it wasn't canceled ages ago here. So this would not shock me at all. But I just want to know what the writers would think of next. It's so ridiculous. Every time I turn that show on, none of it makes any sense or carries any weight or importance at all in the grand scheme of things. It's such a dumb show. Oh my God. But having it canceled would be sad, because that means that the only CW Arrowverse show I'd be able to watch still is The Flash, and I hate The Flash more. So
Flash more?
Because The Flash is as bad as Legend of Tomorrow in terms of plot, but it takes itself so seriously. And Legends of Tomorrow never takes itself seriously at all.
Gotcha.
That makes sense. They're actually, because of all this stuff with Ezra Miller and all that, I don't know if you've seen
the I've news. Seen it, but I really haven't like looked into it because I.
But there's a lot of speculation that Ezra Miller's time as the Flash will end with the Flash movie that we've been waiting on for 5 years now.
Right.
I've seen a lot of like, you know, a lot of people have posted like petitions or whatever, like called for a Grant, Grant Gustin, who plays the Flash in the CW show, to take over the role on the big screen, which if so would be cool. Cause like Grant Gustin does do a good job playing The Flash. It's just the stories that suck.
Sure.
Because, you know, the writers have a lot of
LSD.
Limitations. Oh. Either or. Although I feel like LSD would at least make things more interesting on screen. But just, you know, having it to be a 23 one-hour-long episode series, you know, that puts a lot of, like, limitations and stuff that you need to do. So seeing Grant Gustin on the big screen would be cool. I don't think that would ever happen. But, hey, you never know.
We'll find out.
Yep. I just wish we got the Flash movie earlier so we could see, like, so, like, it'd be really funny if Ezra Miller had this whole struggle or whatever of, like, you know, like, just like, oh, you are the Flash. Oh, you aren't the Flash. Oh, the universe might not exist anymore. All before their independent movie came out. Like their solo film.
Yeah.
Like, all this happened 4 years after the original release date of the Flash movie.
Uh-huh.
And we still haven't seen the original, you know, Flash movie because it's not coming out till next year. So just very interesting. Anyway, that's all the news from my end, I think. Moon Knight.
Transition. Moon Knight.
Yep.
So Moon Knight started.
Yep.
So just real
by
quick.
By the time this podcast releases here, by the time this podcast release, episode 3 will have aired, but we haven't seen episode 3 yet because it's not out for us yet. It comes out
we're recording this midnight, on Tuesday.
Tonight. At midnight
Tuesday,
Pacific
April
time.
12th.
Tonight. Yes.
2022. This may or may not be out by April 12th, 2023.
How long have you been in 2022 for? Because one of it is a different
4 months. 4.5 months almost.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
It's crazy.
No, I mean,
it's already April.
I thought it was 2026.
Ah. Well, yeah. I mean, with the amount of time I waited to upload the last podcast, you'd think so too.
Yeah, I mean,
I think so too.
It's like just been on my mind. How long it felt when I was watching the Star Wars Holiday Special. I mean, you know that.
Not getting that time back. You will not get that time back.
Felt like 4 years. That's all I'm.
At least we got content out of it when we watched it. You just had to endure it for no reason other than to torture your ex-friend.
Yes. Yes. I got to spend 2 miserable hours with people who used to be my friends. So worth it. Friends.
Moon Knight.
I like it a lot.
I also like it a lot.
So
all right.
Far,
good podcast.
Yep. Just fade out. I don't know if you like a fade out sound or whatever. I don't know if I've ever heard the end of a podcast of one of ours. Oops.
Well, you didn't that one time because you weren't in it. Because the fucking thing, not Zoom, but the other thing cut out.
So many funny jokes that episode.
You
towards
just
the end, I just lost.
Largely laughing.
But yeah, it was good. We've seen 2 episodes so far.
Yeah.
I wish we weren't a third of the way through the series.
Mm-hmm.
That feels ridiculous after, like, I miss shows like Daredevil, Jessica Jones, The Punisher, where they would take time to develop the characters before the plot escalated all that much.
Yeah.
It feels so rushed. No matter how slowly they try to edge you into it or like ease you into it. Like it just feels so fast because it's only 6 total episodes. And it's like, you guys have literally any options. You guys are Disney on Disney Plus. You can set your own anything.
They have $15 million per show or something like that. Or maybe it's 150. I don't remember.
Here you are making it just 6 episodes. And like, I get that, like, oh, whatever. There's some overlord person being like, you know, 50s. But like, why?
It's Bob Chapek.
Why? Like, why? Why?
It's his fault. It's Bob Chapek's fault.
Answer me that. Why? But I really like it. I liked so Lauren and I have watched, you know, both episodes.
Mm-hmm.
We both liked both of them, but Lauren liked the first episode more. I liked the second episode more. So Wally, which one did you like more?
I like them both equally.
Ah,
as
so
to
we're
not
still
break
tied.
The tie. No, I don't know. I haven't really thought about them much since I've watched them.
Ouch.
I guess I like the second one more, to be honest.
Cool. It's cool.
I like that we finally got to see some more interaction between Steven and Mark, and like,
yeah,
now we actually still get to see escalated things from Mark's perspective, but
still escalated way too quickly, in my opinion. They should have definitely drawn this out more, but
at least I hope they're not going to do this. At least they didn't go back and like all the events that happened during the first episode, they didn't go back and do it from Mark's perspective.
That would be really so annoying. Funny. I didn't even think of that possibility. That would have been honestly hilarious, like horrible for me.
Yeah,
but that would have been so funny if they felt the need to go back through episode one and just do like episode one shot by shot, but it's like the middle scenes all from Mark's perspective. That would have been so unnecessary.
It just turns
into like a 3-episode series, because like each new episode they go back the next one and do everything from Mark's perspective. Just Steven would be funny, like in episode 5 they it's about to be like a big fight, and Mark was like, switch with me, and Steven did, and you just see at the end of the battle, and he just like Steven just like walks off to wait till the next episode to see like the big battle that took place like in episode 5. But it was cool. It was neat. It does feel way too quick. That's like all I can think of when I'm thinking back on things. It's like cool, but way too quick. I also hate how Marvel feels the need to promote, like overly promote every show they do in my opinion. Like in episode 1, how they had like the fish thing where it was like, you know, fish had like one small fin, and then he came back after like, you know, like blacking out for a while, and his fish had like no small fins, and he was like, what? And then like it turned out that like Mark, you know, killed his fish basically and tried to get the new one or whatever, but couldn't find another fish with one small fin. That was cool. I really, really liked that. I thought that was great.
I didn't notice that. I knew the fish was bigger. That's about all I noticed.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah. That was the whole thing. Cause like early in episode 1, like Mark made just a small comment or had the fish had like one small fin or whatever. And then he comes back and the fish is like normal sized fins. But yeah, that was cool. I really liked
killed
that. Killed
really Nemo?
Had... Yeah. Yep. Mark killed Nemo. I really liked that scene. Thought it was really cool. I thought it did a lot to explain like the world Steven was living in that Mark was in as well. And then on Twitter and other social media, Marvel Studios kept tweeting out things about the stupid fish. And I was like, this is funny in the episode, but you're ruining this for me by making this into a thing. You're like, huh, see what we did here? See this fish thing? We include this on purpose. And now you get to like see how cool this makes our show. And it's like, stop showing that to me. Let me enjoy this by itself. Don't like shove this down my throat here. They've done it in like every show so far, like with Hawkeye, the stupid dog.
Brennan, you're not allowed to call dogs stupid.
The dog. And then they also did it with like Alligator Loki and Loki 2, but like I'm fine with that because, well, I don't know. They kind of did it a little excessively, in my opinion.
Yeah. Someone like, posted a picture.
Things. It's like someone posted a picture. Small jokes lie as small jokes. Sorry.
Someone posted a picture of all the animal posters that they made for each series. Yeah. I mean, it's a little weird that they did that, but I mean, it's trying to drive it home, I guess. I don't know.
Let small jokes be small jokes. Don't like, I don't get why they feel the need after every like funny lines. There's some lines that I think are funny or whatever. Mm-hmm. And then I'll see that Marvel Studios like tweeted out that line with like some like whatever, some like a quick video of the fight or whatever. And it's like, okay, if you're taking so much pride in this, it makes me enjoy it a lot less. Cause I feel like this wasn't just like a naturally occurring like wild line or whatever.
Right.
It wasn't like you had good script writers who made like all these, you know, whatever small bits. Looks like you like made this line be good and are doing everything you can to remind us that this line is good and that you guys are good. You're patting yourselves on like the back here. Like, stop doing that. Just make a product for me to enjoy without you being like, you should enjoy this. See how good I made this? See how good I made this here? It's like, okay, you're gonna make me not enjoy this now. They did it with every series. I've never spoken of it before, I don't think. But here with the stupid fish. I'm like, I stop reminding you about it. I liked it. I really liked it. Now you're making me not want to like it.
Brennan hates animals.
Very stubborn like that. I like the fish. I like the alligator.
Brennan hates animals.
I like cats.
Oh, by the way, when you come down
Yes.
Don't forget to bring your Loki ear so we can put it on my alligator head and take a picture of it.
Yes.
Anyway.
Actually, I'll be right back.
Okay.
This is unrelated. I'll be right back.
He will be right back. I guess I have to stall. I don't mind that Marvel does that. Like, I kind of think it's weird that they just keep putting the animal posters on, but I mean, it is what it is. He got the Loki ears.
Nope. I don't know what you're talking about. This is an audio medium, so I can just say no, and they don't have to believe you.
That's a good point. I don't remember if I've said this at all, but Loki's been like my favorite shirt show so far.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sweet.
Not my favorite. But it is what it is, I guess.
I like Moon Knight could be my favorite show once this all ends. I like how it goes with my shirt. I'm gonna like sink down here so you can't see my shirt anymore. There we go. This is good. I'm just a talking head now.
It's just literally a talking head now. If it goes on YouTube. Otherwise, you're just a voice still.
Yep. I'm a talking voice.
As opposed to a screaming voice, you know.
Yes.
So what did you think of the fact that only Mark can see all the things that happens to him?
Now I'm like a
only Steven.
Severed head here. Hold on, watch this. I'm dead. I'm a severed head. I'm not like on like a body.
I'm posting this on Instagram.
Yeah, imagine I have like X's on my eyes or whatever. Okay. Oh wow, he's just a head.
Yeah, like, anyway.
Just like the Futurama things, like you know how they
the glass
heads. I haven't seen Futurama in like so long, but
it's a good show.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yes.
Did you see they're bringing that back?
About a Moon Knight. Oh yeah, they are. That's news for the news.
Section. That was a long time ago, but yeah.
Just like crop out this section of the podcast and just splice it into the news. Just haphazardly. Don't actually do that. That would not be worth it at all.
Okay. Anyway, as I asked, I was how do you feel about Mark being the only person who can see?
I like that a lot. It makes sense in the MCU as a whole, and it's a neat nod. I wish they would have left it a little bit more of a mystery, because by the time it like rolled around towards the end of the episode where he was with the girl whose name I can't remember for some reason either.
Lydia? No.
Yeah, it's sort of an L.
It does begin with an L. I'll look while you continue to speak.
I feel like it was kind of obvious with like the security the security camera stuff.
Yeah.
Layla. I'm gonna say Layla. Yeah. I wish they would have left it like a bit more of a mystery, but it makes sense. It was cool. The fight scene, I wish they structured the fight scene a bit differently as well.
I liked the scene with the security guard.
It was neat.
Security cameras. I thought that was very funny.
Yeah.
You just see him like cowering for like no reason in an empty museum. It was just like, I just thought that was funny. And then from the perspective of the people in the bus, was it a bus?
Yes.
I thought that like just you can see a man just like in like a weird mask and a suit just knocking his head against the glass with really large amounts of force.
Yeah.
I just thought that was really funny. What do you think of Arthur Harrow, the bad guy in all of this?
I like him. He seems cool. I really, really like the twist that like he was Moon Knight's old avatar.
Yeah.
That was super cool.
Did you see, I think it was in Captain America Winter Soldier, that a lot of people have started to connect, because remember they were talking, one of the guys who worked for, not S.H.I.E.L.D., well it was S.H.I.E.L.D., but it's not
Hydra.
S.H.I.E.L.D. Hydra, talked about the news anchor in Cairo, and they're in Cairo now. A lot of people were speculating that they were hinting at Moon Knight, at Arthur Harrow's version of Moon Knight back then in the MCU and setting him up now.
Oh.
Yeah.
Interesting.
So apparently Moon Knight's been in the MCU for quite a while, which makes sense. I mean, Arthur Harrow is older.
Yeah. It was neat.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I wonder if we'll find out.
Like, it's weird because it isn't like there's as much to talk about with Moon Knight because it's not connected to anything else in the MCU, and we've only gotten two episodes of this show so far. I feel like with most of the other shows, we've talked about their broader impact on the MCU.
Yeah.
Or talk about characters who were, you know, bigger players in the MCU and all that. And we can't really do that here.
No. Which I like.
Yeah. Yeah.
I
really like how it truly is. I'm going to sit up now because, oh, well. Yeah. Unless you're listening to this as a purely audio medium, in which case I have not changed my position at all. I really like how it's truly like a standalone Marvel show. This is the first truly standalone Marvel thing I think we've gotten since Ant-Man. Is that right?
Yeah, because that wasn't really connected to anything.
Ant-Man was so long ago, though.
It was 2015 or 16?
2015, I think. I think. I'm not sure.
Yeah, and then Ant-Man 2 was relatively disconnected too, but
no, because it was tied into him being under house arrest.
Oh, you're right. I forgot about that part. Yeah, the story itself was kind of self-contained, but I forgot the whole reason.
And then Black Panther was connected to Civil War as well.
Yeah,
and Captain Marvel was connected to Infinity War just because of the post-credit scene.
Credit scene, yeah. I don't remember the post-credit scene for Ant-Man.
For which one? For just like the first Ant-Man movie?
Yeah. It's been so long since I've watched it.
No. Ant-Man was connected because you see... actually, I don't know if that really...
Falcon. Yeah.
Yeah, but like that's not really... like you don't have to know who...
I didn't know who he was when I saw it. And it didn't do it. It didn't make a difference to me. Because that was... Ant-Man. The only movies I saw in like when they came out were Ant-Man, Guardians of the Galaxy. And
Guardians of the Galaxy was a standalone movie. That one was totally standalone.
Two as well?
No, not two. Because two was connect... Actually?
Well, technically one was connected. Because wasn't Thanos in the end credits scene of that one?
Yes. But we didn't really know who he...
Yeah, you're right. We didn't really know who he was.
I don't know. It's always so weird to view these as standalone.
I guess Ant-Man was.
But no. Anyway.
Yeah.
This is the first one in a while. Because even with Shang-Chi and The Legend of the Ten Rings, that one was more standalone, but not
It totally. Wasn't, again, the end credits scene, you know, kind of made it less standalone.
Yeah.
But the story itself, like, you know, didn't include anyone outside except Wong.
This is the first like totally standalone thing that we've received
in a long time.
While. Yeah. As long as it stays standalone. It's apparently
from outside.
Yeah, it's supposed to stay standalone. It seems we'll see if it actually does or not.
Yeah, I feel like Moon Knight would be a good team up with Doctor Strange down the line. I don't know. That'd be cool. I feel like they have
Moon
the comics
could team up with a lot of people in it. And it would be nice. You need to see the Eternals as well, so we can talk about some stuff. I've still been biting my tongue. It is not.
Oh, okay.
I've been biting my tongue on something for so long since like November or whatever, right?
I could have watched it today. I was home.
Oh yeah.
But I didn't think about it.
Yeah.
Oh well.
Yeah.
Oh well. I'll watch it this weekend and then we can talk about it next podcast along with episodes 3 and 4. Great.
Yeah, there's not a whole lot to talk about with Moon Knight, I don't think. It just so far it's really good. We've only gotten 2 episodes, so like some plot stuff has happened, but not enough extra stuff has happened to make it worth talking about.
Yeah.
Is this gonna be like an hour long episode? Is this all we've got?
That's all I have about it. Like, I mean, yeah, pretty much as you said, I'm enjoying it so far. And I think we've gotten really good at this, as in we're not going scene by scene like we used to with Loki and Winter Soldier and WandaVision.
Yeah, the one question I have is, it seems, you know, like with regards to Moon Knight, is it seems that Steven has noticed a lot of time that's passed that he's lost now. Mm-hmm. And based on his dialogue, it makes it seem like he hasn't really noticed losing that much time beforehand. Yes. Question.
Don't forget that the god with Khonshu, is that the god's name?
I think
has picked a successor to Mark Spector. which is, I think, a pretty big plot line. Remember, he wants Layla to be Mark's. Khonshu wants Layla to be the next Moon Knight, the next Avatar.
Yes.
I don't know if that seems relatively important. It seems like some conflict, not like an antagonist.
Does that
protagonist conflict? But
does that go with the question I was asking or not?
No, I was just because you said I don't know if we, I think that's everything major. That's major what happened. What did you ask? Okay. I'm sorry.
No, I was going to ask because like it seems that like Steven is noticing losing large amounts of time. And all that, he's seen that he is now. Based on his reaction, it seems like he hasn't lost, like the one day where he thought it was Friday, but it turned out to be Sunday. Mm-hmm. It seems like he hadn't lost that much time beforehand, or he didn't remember losing that much time beforehand. My question is, Mark, how did Mark do things before? If Steven doesn't remember losing that much time beforehand, like if Mark was on digs in like Egypt or whatever.
So
I
was going to say, I think Layla kind of explained it a little bit, like when Steven answered the call from her or she was there or whatever. Cause she was like, hey, Mark, finally I reached you. And he was like, who's Mark? And he's like, who's Mark?
Yeah,
this is Steven. And he's like, oh, was Steven another one of your personalities that you've created? I think Steven's like a relatively new quote-unquote personality that he's created outside of himself, which is why there's so much stuff that he's built up in his life already. I guess I don't really want them to explore that because that means going back. But
now I will say it seemed like when Mark's wife had said this and everything, it sounded like, you know, based on later conversations that she had, it sounded like, you know, she thought he just like crafted a fake identity for himself to pretend to be and everything to like hide out and not like is someone who's schizophrenic. Sounds like his wife didn't know he was schizophrenic. Well, I don't know if like he was. No, not schizophrenic. So that's the wrong word.
DID. Dissociative identity disorder.
Yeah. Yeah. That like he had that.
Who's the psychologist but, here, Brennan?
Right? I've just oh well. But yeah, it sounded like his wife didn't know that he had that. I don't know if he, you know, always had this or if like he developed it at one point in his life, be it when he almost died or like earlier. But yeah, I kind of assumed at first that like, oh, Mark is the original one. Mark was the first one. And then Steven formed afterwards. But then based on conversations Mark and Steven had, made it sound like Steven was the original one and Mark was the one who was created afterwards. Which, if so, why does Steven not remember having missed so much time when Mark was married, right? And then in Egypt. Yeah. Like, think about it, like Mark has to be the original one.
The main one. Yeah. I don't know if you can call it main original. Yeah. It's weird. I don't know.
But the first one, like, but it doesn't make sense. So I'm hoping to kind of explain it because right now I'm just kind of confused looking at things because I would think Mark is
the original
number one. Yeah. I don't know. Yeah.
You and I interpreted that phone call very differently. Cause to me, it was like she knew he had it, and then just this was just a new identity that he had.
Yeah, but remember, there's a scene later on when she was in person. She was like, "Oh, drop the accent. It's like only me who's around right now. No one else can hear us."
That's true.
Or whatever. Yeah,
maybe that's a good point. Maybe she thinks he's schizophrenic as opposed to him having the dissociative identity disorder. I don't know. It's too much. It's too weird to infer, it feels wrong to infer what she thinks is going on. Yeah. But
I wish we had more of this show.
You're right in terms of the sense of like, or like, where did all this time go? Which is why I think he's like a relatively new identity of sorts.
Yeah.
Because otherwise, you know, all this time wouldn't be gone. It was just because I feel like we kind of pick up relatively shortly after.
Yeah, not right.
Like, you know, maybe like a couple weeks, maybe a couple months after he gets this, he has this new identity of Stephen Wright. So maybe, yeah. I don't know.
Yeah, which is what I would hope for. I'm hoping that they'll explain it just a bit more, like not over-explain it here, but
yeah, not take an more, entire episode.
Yeah, just
like the Book of Boba Fett.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just give us a little more to go on so we can understand and relate to who he is as a character.
The Book of Mark Spector.
Like all in all here, like I feel like I have talked a lot about things that I did not like, but like so far, I think this might become my favorite of the Marvel Disney Plus shows.
Yeah.
Because it's very solid so far. Very, very solid. All depends on like how they end. I like the villain. I like how it's like all of the Egyptian gods are reaching out and like they have still like influence on people. Everything they're trying to gain more influence. But it's not like overbearing yet. They could easily ruin that by having it being like an overbearing thing.
It's so almost far, it's like
perfectly balanced, it's as all Percy, things should be.
It's almost Percy Jackson-esque in the way that they have influence on the world.
Yes, yes, yes. It's that's a perfect way of describing it.
The only thing I wish is that I wish they'd maybe they will in the next coming, because there's four episodes left. We're only a third of the way through the series. I wish they'd lean more into the horror, and I wish they'd lean more into the brutality that we saw could happen in the first episode.
Yeah.
Or that has happened, but we didn't see it on screen.
Yeah. So far, it hasn't been a whole lot of that yet. I would like to get more, but I feel like they're just about to head more into the adventuring aspect and more away from the horror and brutality.
Yeah.
Which kind of sucks because we never really got much of that.
Right.
I feel like there are a lot of cool things in episode one, too, like him driving the ice cream truck or whatever. No, not ice cream. The
donut truck?
Truck?
The pastry truck. The dessert truck.
Sure, sure. Yes, yes, yes. The dessert truck. That was a fantastic scene with the blackouts and everything there. Uh-huh. And I would have loved to see more of that. That's like all we got. It kind of looks like that will be all we get.
Yeah, the trailer made it seem like that's like with one of the main things we're going to get. Like, we've had our complaints about like Marvel fights and stuff like that, but with the way everything was portrayed in the trailers, it almost felt like it would be natural to have all these different fights. And then we got him blacking out before that happened and then wake up after.
Yeah. You know? So I don't know. We'll just have to see how this goes. Like so far it could do really, really well. They just need to make sure they keep, make sure they keep doing, like they've already mailed the episodes of course here, but I'm hoping that like they steered more towards that.
They have? But they've made all the episodes already? That's how TV works? They don't make it new every week?
It would be so funny. That's what they did. Just like every week they like saw and they're like, okay, we have 6 days now to get the next episode filmed and edited. Go, 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 go. But
it's not like soap operas where they'd film daily.
Mm-hmm.
But could you imagine a Marvel soap opera?
That would be
Marvel show
fantastic.
In the way it was filmed that way?
There would be no plot at all. There could not be any kind of overarching plot. It would be fantastic. But
no. It actually, you know what? Believe it or not, I think it would be more comic accurate. Because you just pull directly from each comic, each issue.
Yeah. Yeah.
But you would have no time to do CGI.
No.
It would all be like prequels level CGI.
Mm-hmm.
But and I do like
if even that.
Yeah. And I do like the little added detail of Mark having a different Moon Knight like suit than Steven.
That was so funny. Again, I really liked that when we saw the episode, and actually that was the other thing where like then Marvel tweeted out nonstop about that stupid suit. And it's like it's cool as a gag, but if you're saying this is the main focus or whatever of the episode. No,
it's not good as a main
focus. It's just good as like a gag.
I'm so glad I follow 500 people on Twitter, so like I don't have to see all this stuff from Marvel. I only see what they post on Instagram, which they only post like a couple like posters and stuff like that. But
yeah, but yeah.
Anyway,
yes, yeah, yeah, yeah. It was so funny that he was like, "Oh, I just heard you know, there was a suit I was supposed to summon. So this is what I envisioned. And like Moon Knight gave him the power to summon, just, but it was, he customized how it looked, just because he's like, I don't know what it's supposed to look like. So maybe like this. That was really funny. And as soon as like Mark get control, he immediately changed it back to Moon Knight's actual suit.
Yeah. Oscar Isaac has been fantastic so far.
Oh yeah. Oscar Isaac has done
in these two episodes.
Incredibly.
Yeah. And then like, so is the guy who plays Arthur Harrow, whose name I can't remember right now.
Yeah.
He's been very good too. Yeah. We haven't seen enough of Layla yet, but she's also been pretty good, mm-hmm. as far as, mm-hmm. as much as she's been in it, or as little as she's been in it, but
they're all great.
Yep. I think that's all I have to say on Moon Knight so far.
That's all I have. Yep.
Good show so far.
Cool.
But that should wrap up everything for the episode, episode of Chip Roasting. If you guys would like to subscribe to us, I'm Wolfgate Entertainment. He's not Brennan. Follow us on Instagram. I might post. I'm going to post Brennan as a floating head.
Yes.
Yeah, I think that's it.
Cool. We will see you 2 weeks from now. Everyone's stay safe.
In person.
Yeah. Yeah. I will see you. You won't be just on my screen here like you
Imagine
are
Imagine if we had enough followers to do a live stream. A live podcast. I wish. Mm-hmm. But all right, everyone.
We'll see you
in 2 weeks. Peace.